Today on Open Exam Prep, we're diving into a foundational topic for the SIE exam, U.S. Treasury securities. These are the debt instruments the U.S. government issues to fund its operations. For the exam, you need to know the four main types inside and out: Treasury bills, Treasury notes, Treasury bonds, and TIPS. Let's start with the shortest term security, the Treasury bill or T-bill. Think of T-bills as the sprinters of the Treasury world. They have maturities of 1 year or less, with common issuances at 4, 8, 13, 26, and 52 weeks. The key feature to remember for the exam is that T-bills do not pay periodic interest. Instead, they are issued at a discount to their face value and mature at par. This difference between the purchase price and the par value represents your interest income. For example, you might buy a $1,000 T-bill for $995. You don't receive any checks in the mail, but at maturity, you receive the full $1,000, and that $5 gain is your interest. On the exam, they might be referred to as zero-coupon instruments and are quoted on a discounted yield basis. Next, we have the workhorses of the Treasury market: Treasury notes and Treasury bonds. The only real difference between them is their maturity, which is a frequent exam question. T-notes are intermediate term, with maturities ranging from 2 to 10 years. T-bonds are long term, typically issued with a 30-year maturity. Unlike T-bills, both notes and bonds pay interest every 6 months, known as a semi-annual coupon. Now, here comes a common trip-up on the exam: the quotation system. T-notes and T-bonds are quoted as a percentage of par value, broken down into 30 seconds. You might see a quote like 99.16. This does not mean $99.16. It means 99.16 seconds of 1%. To calculate the dollar price for a $1,000 bond, you first convert the fraction. 16 divided by 32 is 0.5. So the price is 99.5% of $1,000, which is $995. A common wrong answer choice will be based on misinterpreting the quote as a decimal. A great mental shortcut is to think of the dash in the quote as a fraction bar over 32. The final security you need to know is TIPS, which stands for Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Their main purpose is to protect your investment from losing purchasing power due to inflation. Here's how they work. The principal value of the TIPS is adjusted semi-annually based on the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. If inflation goes up, the principal value of your bond increases. The bond pays a fixed coupon rate, but that rate is applied to the adjusted principal. So, as the principal grows with inflation, your semi-annual interest payments also increase. A critical and often tested concept with TIPS is phantom income. The annual upward adjustment to the principal is considered taxable income by the IRS in the year it occurs, even though you don't actually receive that money until the bond matures or you sell it. This is a classic exam trap. Now let's tie it all together with the characteristics that apply to all treasuries: safety, liquidity, and taxation. U.S. Treasury securities are considered the safest investment in the world because they are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. The risk of default is virtually zero. They are also extremely liquid, meaning there's a huge secondary market and you can easily buy or sell them. Finally, and this is a major point for the exam, let's talk taxes. The interest income from all Treasury securities is taxable at the federal level. However, it is completely exempt from all state and local income taxes. This creates a significant advantage for investors in high-tax states. Here's a phrase to help you remember: Treasuries are friends with the feds, but they're strangers to the states. This will help you keep it straight compared to corporate bonds, which are taxed at all levels, and municipal bonds, which are generally tax-free at the federal level.